Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. A man was reported to be found inside of a car at a Yucca Valley car dealership and arrested for investigation into car theft. Early Friday morning, just before 4 a.m., county sheriff's deputies received a call that a man was seen on live security footage attempting to enter a vehicle on the lot of Joshua Tree Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on 29 Palms Highway. Deputies responded to the dealership and say they found Nicholas Cirillo, 33, inside of a vehicle that was for sale, with his head down. Cirillo told the deputy that the vehicle was unlocked and that he found the keys inside. The deputy reports that the ignition was in the on position and that Cirillo was in possession of suspected prescription medication. Nicholas Cirillo was arrested on suspicion of vehicle theft and booked at the West Valley Detention Center on $30,000 bail. A common method for stealing credit card numbers was found at a Morongo Basin business. Joining us with more is online news editor Robert Hayden.
A credit card scammer was found at the checkout of the Dollar General in 29 Palms, according to the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department. A credit card scammer is made to look like part of the machine it's attached to, and it scans your credit card as you slide it through what you think is just the store's payment processor. According to the police report, Dollar General is looking through camera footage to see if they can spot who installed the skimming device. If you ever used your card with a device and something feels off, maybe the device feels more clunky or has extra parts on it that don't look familiar, notify management of the establishment, and if the device has been modified by anyone other than the store, contact law enforcement. You may think that the contactless tap-to-pay cards are even less secure, with minimal contact needed to process a transaction. In reality, the tap-to-pay method is encrypted, meaning that the information passed is meaningless without the proper code to decode it. Credit card skimmers rely on the old swipe method, where a credit card number is stored in plain numbers on a thin magnetic strip, just waiting for the right device to read it. For a list of some other common scams that have hit the high desert over the last couple years, you can see this story on our website, Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
The 29 Palms City Council convened last night to discuss waiving rental fees for a church, an annual housing report, and an update on the self-build housing program. Reporter Heather Clisby was there.
Last night, the 29 Palms City Council heard an update from Parks and Rec on sports opportunities for adults, including a volleyball league, a weekly 5K community park run, a flag football league, and, coming soon, the long-awaited pickleball courts at Lucky Park. The council moved on to a discussion on waiving rental fees for the use of the community center gym and kitchen for the Sanctuary Church's 20th anniversary celebration, April 25th through the 28th. After much discussion and a pricing breakdown, it was decided that the council would waive rental fees for just one day, Sunday, April 28th, the most expensive day at $1,397. The church would still be required to pay rent on the other days in addition to paying for insurance fees and the cleaning and damage deposit. Next, the council heard a very brief presentation from interim city manager Larry Bowden from the Housing Element Annual Report. In 2023, the city added 27 new dwellings. So far this year, there are 13 new units permitted or completed. There was an update on the self-build housing program, which allows potential homeowners to construct their own dwelling. Administered by the Coachella Valley Housing Coalition, city staff has located several clustered lots that would qualify for future home sites within this program. Councilmember Octavia Scott, who himself benefited from the program as a child in the Low Desert, commented.
As we just talked about, these unfunded mandates that the state is putting down our throats, we're being mandated to build homes in this city. And so we have to think outside of the box and we have to be creative on how we get these homes built.
Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
The Yucca Valley Planning Commission voted on the side of public safety regarding new construction on La Contenta Road. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with details from last night's meeting.
The Yucca Valley Planning Commission erred on the side of caution when approving a conditional use permit for Time Warner Cable. The permit concerned the construction of a new, unmanned building that will be a hub for fiber optics. Time Warner Cable sought a waiver for the required infrastructure improvements that accompany the permit, including widening the road and installing sidewalks along the full length of the property, citing a desire to keep the building obscure for safety reasons. The site's location near La Contenta Middle School and Black Rock High School raised concern with the commission. Chair Clint Stoker pushed back at the applicant's desire to deter unwanted foot traffic, noting most of the foot traffic was by children.
If you were to go sit here on this site at 2 o'clock, it's not transients walking down here. It's kids walking home. They're walking through the dirt right in front of this unmanned facility.
The commission voted to approve the conditional use permit, but denied the waiver that would have prevented infrastructure improvements along the length of the property.
Sidewalks are of a benefit to everyone walking. We've had a townwide effort to add more sidewalks around schools. I disagree with the notion that this isn't a commercial building. If anything, our internet and communications and television is about as commercial as it gets. It is important to have these sidewalks.
The Planning Commission also reviewed an application by Snakebite Roadhouse seeking approval for an exterior color change, statuary installation, and design features. The Commission approved the lighting fixtures, rope swings, and black exterior wall that are currently present at the restaurant. The request to install a statuary motorcycle along Highway 62 was put on hold, pending further staff research as to whether the location falls within the jurisdiction of Yucca Valley or Caltrans. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077 in Joshua Tree.
The Morongo Unified School District Board of Trustees met last night. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart has this recap for us today.
Assistant Superintendent of Instructional Services Amy Wood started the meeting by recognizing 29 Palms High School senior Joshua Corrado, who recently passed the ACT with the highest possible score of 36, an achievement only reached by about 1% of the students who take the test nationally. Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources Stacy Smalling addressed last month's controversial preliminary layoff resolution, stating that although the position layoffs are moving forward, they have, quote, not been without hiccup, unquote, and the course and procedures have been changed based on meetings with the CSA, with the definition of layoff as termination and partial layoff as a reduction in hours or pay. Smalling was happy to report that they do not need to send any layoff notices this year, as there are available positions that allow all MUSD employees to retain their hours and pay. However, during public comment, the board received further earfuls for decrease in instructional assistants, security, and nurses on campus. Superintendent Dr. Patricia Vargas presented a resourceful organizational restructure, which will consolidate positions of management into the new position of Assistant Superintendent of Elementary Education. This new aggregation will yield a net loss of one administrative position with a savings of 25% for the affected positions. The board voted to increase the certificated substitute teacher's pay rate for certificated permit holders and certificated credentialed substitutes from $180 per day to $190. Classified hourly substitute salary schedule also changed with a 50-cent increase from $16.50 to $17 an hour. Reporting for Z1077, this is assignment reporter Gabriel Hart.
The Yucca Valley Airport District Board of Directors meets in regular session tonight at 6:30 p.m., On the board's agenda is a discussion about applying for the Town of Yucca Valley's Measure Y funding, along with a report from the airport manager and a look at insurance requirements. The board's treasurer is also expected to provide a financial report. Tonight's public meeting begins at 6:30 p.m. and will be held at the Yucca Valley Community Center. Yucca Valley's High Desert Water District will hold a special board meeting at 5 p.m. today. Reporter Mike Lipsitz tells us what's on the agenda.
At the High Desert Water District, directors are expected to discuss and provide direction on the district's strategic plan. Tonight's meeting takes place at the district office on the highway at Inca Trail. See this story at z1077fm.com for a link to the complete agenda and instructions for attending via Zoom or telephone. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Mike Lipsitz.
And finally, the Rotary Club of Joshua Tree is holding a St. Patrick's Day celebration on Sunday, which is expected to be fun for the whole family. The event will feature a silent and live auction, music, food, and drink. The reception and silent auction begins at 2 p.m. at the Helen Gray Education Center, located at 6601 Whitefeather Road in Joshua Tree. Dinner begins at 4 p.m. Tickets are $35 and can be acquired from any Joshua Tree Rotarian or the day of the event at the door. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips at z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.